I feel like school is the best place to start when looking for things in society. It's like a tiny biome of the world, shrunk down and magnified. In school, there are groups, niches, cliques. These are stereotypical, but still pretty true. And I have come to realize that I have privilege. That's what I'm going to talk about the most. I never really thought of myself as a person of privilege. I felt like an outcast all my life. I still kind of do. I'm a woman, a member of the LGBT community. My privilege memberships include that I am white and getting a better than average education, and I have a nice, safe place. But I never thought that that made me a person of privilege. Then one day, when my friend came to me and talked about all the horrid things that people were saying to them, I was taken aback. I'm not really someone people bully, mostly because people know that if they ever did, I would go straight to the principal and they would go and get in trouble. I never thought that that was a skill. I was always the tattletale, but I never felt bad because I knew I was speaking up and that was right. I've come to realize that the ability to tell people is a skill. Because nowadays, if somebody said something bad to me, I'd probably just ignore them, which is sometimes not the right approach. But all you have to do is get one person in trouble 5 years ago, and no one ever bothers you again. I am a very outwardly stoic person. I am not a stoic in the slightest, but I look it. I think I try to be so impassive because I know if I showed my feelings, it would make me vulnerable. I've come to realize that these traits of mine keep me protected. I have friends who are bullied every day, and I, in the beginning, didn't understand why that was happening to me. I was very similar to most of my friends, but I have to admit I haven't actually been bullied in over 3 years. The fact that not being bullied is unusual is crazy. I feel like my weird privilege protects me, and I almost struggle with that, because I feel like I'm getting special treatment. I feel left out in this strange way, because if I'm a part of the outsiders group, but I'm not bullied like an outsider, is that what I really am? I just don't know. My biggest mental mistake was thinking ignorant people and mean people were always the average kids. I assumed that academic success meant you are more wise and compassionate socially too. In high school, they divide you by level, academic, honors, advanced placement, etc. And you don't really see any people in the other tracks of classes. I assumed that bigoted people were always in those other classes, that I would never encounter them, but I was wrong. There's this girl, she is on my cross country team and my track team, and she is a good student. She is somehow really good friends with my best friends, and she seems really nice. And I'm sure she would describe herself as a kind and moral person. But she had said the worst things to one of my best friends, and I see her every day, every single one. I can't not sit next to her. I can't not talk to her. She's not in those other classes that I never see. She's in my classes, and that is a struggle for me, because I don't know how to deal with her. My first plan was to ignore her until she asked me what was wrong, and I'd say something like, "You are mean, I don't want to deal with you." But I never did, I never will. So I just sit next to her every day, and I disagree with all of her beliefs and values, but I can't get away, and I can't even express myself. This is a daily struggle for me. How do I love my neighbor? How do I recognize the inherent worth and dignity of every person? I think the bigger hatreds that we see between countries, religions, and individuals probably all start with these divisions, this inability to understand each other. I know I'm responsible for writing my own story, and I want it to be one of love, but I am still working on figuring out how to do that.
There seems to be a recurring writing prompt in my English SOLs, which is, are humans born with the ability to hate, or is that a quote-unquote skill that is developed through watching others interact? The test is graded on your ability to persuade the reader, so the prompt is followed by the question, how do you feel? State your position and explain your reasons. Well, I have no clue, is what I would have liked to say, but that's a guaranteed F. Out of the four times this prompt has made its way into my testing, three took the side supporting the minority of the world who believes that the ability to feel hatred is an emotion that we learn to feel as we grow and experience the world. Now this got me thinking. What if I invented a filtration system that was just a bit bigger than our world, and then I went into space and I flew under our world, and then I just held it there and kind of started from the bottom, working my way up to the top, filtering out all the guns and violence and poverty and pure trash that's in our world, and then once I got to the top, I could just press a button and all the pure crap that I just filtered out would dissipate into the air. And then I'd go back home. And I'd give birth to a child, and that child would be entering into an extremely imperfect but oh so holy world that I approve of. Because I'm just cool like that. We're all just cool like that. We all have this dream that is filled with perfection. We have told ourselves that nothing is impossible. This, my friends, is impossible. My hurting friends, we are filled with many questions, possibly too many questions for God to answer. I know people who have not been answered by Jesus, so for revenge on the faith that failed them, they hate themselves. I know people who hate others for the same reason. I know people who really feel like giving society the middle finger, and at times I hop right on the bandwagon because forgiveness is a gut-wrenching act when your heart has seen true fear. Mothers, there is no changing our past. Our children are living in this world, and it is filled with broken hearts. So smile at the people you love and tell them to wake up with the sunshine. I have no way of concluding my thoughts, but I do feel very strongly that the world needs to hear these words. Don't panic. Breathe. Love is on the way, and we are the answer. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thank you.